Well, I guess
I'm not pressing the button. Look, I have telekinesis other 20-something or other now. I looked it up. What's it now? It's 24. Yes, it's 24. I'm not pressing that button. But somehow the button is going to miraculously be pressed. Made it by 14.
I really wish that Discord would catch my laughter. It would be better than dubbing in a laugh track.
The most ideal solution would be for each of us to record locally and then put them all into a shared folder that I can edit together. But I'm doing this as a hobby, and that's work. Anyway, I interrupted your introduction.
You did. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game where, honestly, a lot of stuff isn't at all balanced with the tools that GURPS would let me balance it with, and we don't care. I mean, I hope we don't care. I don't care very much because the banter is what we're here for, and you can't put skill points into banter the same way. I mean, you can, but never mind.
What happened? You're technically not correct.
Hush.
Talk is a thing.
Yes, but there isn't a banter skill per se, and
yet
that's what the players do. The players do the banter. Anyway, yes, I know I could make a skill if I want to. What happened last time? What happened last time? That's the word. Words, plural.
Everybody lived, except for the hundreds of creatures on the space station.
And there were a lot fewer since you people went rampaging through anyway, but yeah.
I got a ship despite the best efforts of my bureaucracy skill.
You will notice I said despite.
I see that miss by two there. Well, you were working very hard at it, so it just took longer for you to
and took the help.
Yes, and took the help. That's right. I see that one right. Or at least I saw that one. I saw it when it happened, I know. Whatever. You have a ship. It's not Imperial make. It's a seriously off-brand Rodian one, I think I said. Former shuttle that was only supposed to go from the planet to a ship and with cargo and stuff. And a lot of its cargo hold capacity has been taken up by some aftermarket hyperspace engines. So it go hyperspace now. And Rand has failed savoir-faire banter. Has failed banter by one. Yes, you have failed at it. I see that. I see you renaming your savoir-faire skill.
I learned it from watching Ellie.
Antuxa, do you care to add anything to the list of things that happened?
Not at the moment. My player is filing a bug.
Oh, and I do thank your player for this very, very greatly. Yes, we found a bug. Fighting with Foundry found an actual bug. Well, while Antux's player is doing that, Sen, you have filed the paperwork. This is now your ship. No one else is wanting to claim it. Probably it used to belong to Tech, unless the Acolyte stole it somewhere. At which point Tech would probably have claimed it belonged to them. But, you know, Tech and Biotics are having a little fight right now, squabbly type thing. So none of them are particularly big on the idea of claiming this here ship. Congratulations. The Ashfall is yours.
Well,
your master made some comments. Darth Chardonnay made some comments that suggested he wanted to know whether Antuxa was going to try to arm wrestle you for the ship or not. In the mode of, if you are going to do this, he would rather hear about it now than wind up short an apprentice. And I believe that Antuxa has not been contesting the ownership of the ship.
No, of course not.
That's what I thought.
What would I want with a ship? Sorry, let me rephrase that. What would I want with a starship?
My mind went there right away also.
And okay. Whatever Antoxa wants with a starship, she can probably get out of me having a starship.
Pretty much.
I'm not going to need a starship once I get my telekinesis self up high enough.
Don't think that's how that works.
Yet. That's not how it works yet.
Hyperspace is a whole different ball game.
I didn't say go to hyperspace specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for interplanetary trips, Rand can just, you know, lift off by himself, and if he needs to breathe, take the atmosphere with him. The whole atmosphere. It's not like they were using it.
It's very simple. First, I dangle from a crane, so I'm not on the ground. Second, I use telekinesis other to move all of the ground. All of it.
I'm just going to make mild faces at everything and
right. I heard about some ancient historical Sith pulling a dreadnought out of the sky and decided that was not good enough as a goal.
Apparently.
I fought a god and it was a tie. Next time it won't be.
It wasn't a very big god.
So I need to make sure that next time it won't be, regardless.
Well, since Antuxa is not contesting Sen having the ship, and Sen has made the paperwork, and Antuxa helped, and probably Rand helped a little bit too, do you want to rename your ship? This is a question you can always do later, but, you know, while you're filing the paperwork.
I mean, it seems fine how it is. I mean, I like its name fine, and I'd feel bad changing its name for no reason, you know?
Okay. Are there, while you have the paperwork open, are there any upgrades or whatnot you're going to try to make to your ship, or downgrades or side grades, or, you know, new color of paint, or change the air filters in here? Woo.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
I suggest we paint it a dark red to hide the bloodstains. There aren't any now, but look at what we do on a regular basis. There will be.
I am not going to crash the ship into people.
No, that might damage the ship, but there might be fighting near the ship. There will be fighting near the ship. There's fighting near anything.
I love how Sen's icon is moving around the entire ship bay here. Should I turn some of these things a little more some of the walls more transparent for you, Sen?
I just wanted to be able to see all of the ship.
Let me turn. Let's see what I got here. That's a transparent wall. I'm going to turn some of these transparent for you.
Oh, I just unselected my character and I saw a second ship. We have first ship, but what about second ship?
I think that's the outside of the ship.
Don't mind me. I'm checking the freshers for paladins. you can never be too careful.
Well, given the presence of a bunch of chairs and the non-presence of beds, I feel like...
The chairs recline!
Yeah. I feel like we probably need to turn this into, like, an actual bunk room. Also, what's back here?
Why is the corpse still here?
The corpse still there? You're wandering
around. If you
go
outside the ship, you find the corpse, and there's text that I cannot read because it's going off the edge.
Sam.
The corpse
Sam.
Is named Sam.
You know, Sam right here all the log.
Oh, yes. That's right. I did there. Name the corpse.
Therefore, I had to leave it there.
Oh, that's an out of context quote. Oh, that's right. I did name the corpse Sam.
Yeah. Okay, Sen, the stuff that's sort of a mottled gray on the map that takes up the whole big chunk of the cargo bay here, that is part of the aftermarket hyperspace engines.
This part that I'm at?
Yeah, that you're staring at, sort of mottled gray rectangle that's in the middle there. That and the stuff on top of the
wings. Why are there two
wings there?
And I can't move any of them.
You seem to be moving one.
Ooh, now there's like four of my... Okay, that was lag.
Lag. The outside ship that Ran is looking at is basically what the outside of this ship looks like. So, yeah. Oh, you can only see the distinguishing labels for fresher and stove outside the ship. Okay.
I'm assuming that the characters would look at it and say that's definitely a fresher, and they look in the other one and say that's definitely a fridge / stove combo. But
take away the players walls.
The players don't know. No, it's my job to take away the walls. That's why I leveled up telekinesis other. The players don't know the difference until we're outside of the ship.
So this is all engine room.
Margo also, Bay engine room, yeah.
These MREs are very clean. I'm just going to tell you right now. They are pristine. And maybe don't look in the stove.
I guess you could sort of set up little partitions.
I mean, you could probably take the two on the upper side of the map, stick some kind of and stick bunk beds there that had, you know, individual curtain / door things. You could probably
Why can't I unstick the polygon?
Unstick the polygon? Do I want to know?
Look at what I'm doing to the map. Hang on. I can't get the off my cursor.
I think that's lag because I don't see you doing anything on the map.
Oh dear. Yeah, it's all gone now.
Okay. Phew. So basically you could probably like make a couple of
kind of like that.
Yes.
What's
like
the
that?
Blue ones?
That was me trying to do stuff, so I'll take them away if I can.
So I feel like you could set up partitions and okay, this one would be a kind of real long, narrow room, but
if you I was thinking that you could, that's the narrowest one, so you could probably turn it into a couple of bunk beds that have their own slidey doors. That's what the blue partition was supposed to be. I have to move your yellow one to make the blue one go away. But yes, you could partition that off.
Or,
I can't delete it. Which one do you need to delete?
Oh, I figured out how.
Yeah. Fighting with Foundry! Success! Yes, double-decker couch. We had one of those. But that was a different game. Yes, you can also use up some of that cargo bay space.
The cargo bay space is for my MREs and Antux's research documents.
I was just about to say, I was hoping that I could commandeer some of the cargo space for a research area.
Also, Antux's outfits. They'll take up most of the space.
Oh, I already have an extra dimensional cupboard for those.
The good news is it's bigger on the inside. The bad news is you can't go into hyperspace with it, or we end up on the astral plane. Oh, that's a game mechanic for fast travel. Extra dimensional spaces, but you can't teleport with them.
Yeah, that's probably a definitely good way to limit things. I love how all of these rectangles are appearing here and there.
Yeah, we do need to describe what's happening because this is an audio-based media that we are releasing.
Indeed. I'm trying to actually get something that looks reasonable before I
yes, there's little
start describing it.
There's a little purple rectangle in the cargo bay now. There's a little orange one.
Oh, that's what I could do.
Hmm? I'm going to wind up having go.
I was thinking of like a cubicle, but I could just put a desk here with like a chair.
You could, although you may not want to put it up against all of the machinery. It looks very smooth there, but it is probably covered with a lot of greebles and access panels. Since it is, you know, machinery, it has to be have maintenance done on it periodically.
And also this device, right, well, we could probably get rid of this thing. The lights just keep going back and forth. It's not even connected to anything except for some power. It doesn't do anything.
That's the beauty of it.
Yes, But I'm saying that we can move this to make room for your desk.
I mean, you could also use that purple thing there and just put, like, a desk on either side of it and a little swivel chair in the middle.
We all get cubicles on the spaceship.
I did put a point in research.
Yay! This is good.
You're now I have it. Now I have it at IQ level.
Woo!
Okay, so this, I think that this could get like three partitions that have room for a bed without just being like a bed you climb into, because we're Sith, and if we can only get privacy by climbing into a tiny enclosed space that's also our bed, we're probably going to stab each other.
There is that.
I mean, I won't have a roommate. It's still going to be better than when I was enlisted.
Yeah, that's fair, but also when you are enlisted, I feel like you couldn't splatter people's brains across the wall.
I could.
He could. It just took extra tools.
Thank you, Intux.
Without
you
shooting
went
somebody.
Same place I was going. Oh, there's many ways to do it that don't involve shooting. I wasn't a stormtrooper. I was one of the officer corps. We got more creative than that.
The GM is going to suggest that perhaps the lower boxes there that are enclosing part of what would be two chairs, you might want to pull them down just a hair so that you actually have enough space to move through that very narrow, you know, one hex wide corridor that you've made there.
You should always have enough space.
Than one hex.
You should always have enough space to swing your saber staff in any direction you want.
Yeah, probably that would make it effectively two hexes in there. So
why did this one get smaller?
Magic.
Sufficiently advanced technology. But we repeat ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like you've got three tiny cabins and one that's either
extra storage space.
Ah, extra storage space. You can leave the lean back chair in it. If you get a passenger, they can deal with that. Okay. I'm definitely going to have to be redrawing this here.
Rand starts printing out.
What I did
labels.
Was I took this area where the doors are kind of asymmetrical and I made two little cabins on the bottom and one little cabin on the top and one miscellaneous room, because otherwise there was just random space here that wasn't being used.
Storage space slash...
I was just going to say, I do encourage us to keep one chair that leans back, simply because we do seem to keep coming home from these things with passengers.
Yeah.
We can move all the reclining chairs into the cargo hold.
No, that's fair.
Or at least smart them on, them. Yep, yep.
Bolt them onto whatever surfaces are free. Most of them will be on the floor. There'll be one on the wall, one on the ceiling.
You never know when you...
That way, if they turn into ravening horror beasts, we can just seal the cargo bed. After we make sure to get all of my research equipment into the main cabin.
Well, with my telekinesis other roles, I might be able to do that in one round. With a penalty.
A big penalty. That it's hard to concentrate on more than one thing at once.
Oh no. Research equipment is just going to be one line item on the character sheet. So it'll be one thing. That is the reasoning that I will try to use to fool myself.
Even number of big. There.
In this episode, it is Io that is making the walls gone.
No, I'm making the walls more.
Yes, but you also made them gone because they weren't in the right spots. I'm technically correct.
You could also probably stick another chair in the on the bridge. It looks like there's room for one if you have like a little flip down chair or something.
Right. I've been printing labels for the various cargo locations. I've got one for Entux's research. I've got three for Entux's costume changes. I've got one for my MREs. I have another one for my MREs just in case. It's like, we can swap these in or out. I've got one for buckets of blood and one for bottles of vomit. Where should I put those?
Well, there is an airlock.
Yes, put them on the airlock.
So we're going to keep the buckets of blood in the airlock?
No, outside, with the other buckets of blood.
Yeah, I would prefer you not bring any of those onto my ship.
So are we painting the ship dark red, as by suggested? Because
no.
If you put the buckets of blood outside, that's where they're going to end up.
Why do you have the buckets of blood in this,
I don't know. People keep bringing it up. And you saw what happened on the space station with no buckets to keep the blood in. It got everywhere. I am hearing Theo's other parent.
Sorry. Yes, Dickens is yelling, and I muted myself slightly, and then I got a reply from the other human after I'd unmuted myself.
Why is the cat yelling? If you knew what the cat knew, you'd be yelling too.
Indeed.
Anyway, I am very glad that you have an affinity for machines, because I know just about enough piloting to be able to keep this thing on course while you fix the engines. No, I mean, if there is a problem with the engines, I may have gotten ahead of myself.
No, I mean, strictly speaking, I don't know how to fix an engine.
Oh, well.
We
something about that.
Yeah.
Is there a manual?
We might need a droid.
There's some tattered flimsies here and there that seem to serve the purpose of at least the level of manual that is, make sure that there's paper in the photocopier kind of stuff, you know, check engine light. It's the sort of thing that you have taped there when you're not really sure if you're acolytes know what the criff they're doing.
This manual appears to be printed on three different types of flimsy in five different languages, and I'm fairly sure this language is written in an alphabet that none of the original speakers of the language knew.
And the entire back half is in Spanish. Where is Span?
Oh, it's about this much of a distance.
It's true that the people who are on it were tech acolytes, presumably, and therefore might have been expected to have had mechanic skills.
Oh no. It's like directions on how to do something in Linux. Step one, fairly straightforward. Step two, fairly straightforward. Step three, assumes that you have a master's degree in coding. So they skipped everything between step two and where you're starting step three.
Everyone knows this part, right?
Which is also why the website that has all these podcasts is not running on Drupal.
Oh, dear.
Just saying.
Yeah. I hear tales about Linux, and I just sort of go, and I nod, and I go, and I let the tech people handle it. I was an English major. I can edit. I will edit what you put on your website.
For the vast majority of my students, using Linux gave them no problems whatsoever because I wasn't asking them to do the things that I was trying to do. If I didn't tell my mom she was using Linux, she'd be able to use the computer just fine.
Does Linux have a GUI now?
It's had one for quite some time, yes.
Okay, good. I mean, X-Windows
has been around since the 90s.
Oh, that's useful. Okay.
And they're replacing it with Wayland,
I'm
which is
using Linux right now.
Same here.
All right, it's a little bit less
all of our
scary
episodes
now.
Are recorded, edited, and published using Linux.
Dun, dun, dun. This has been an unpaid advertisement.
Oh, I can't
which
find
is
the,
good because
I can't awesome. Find the post now. But I ran into there's a post that goes around that's me to my kid. So how'd your day go at school, my kid? Well, I asked my teacher if I could install Linux on my school laptop, and he didn't know what Linux was. So I decided that meant yes.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
Oh, no.
It might also kind of, sort of, be how I managed to have a lab of computers all running Linux at my school. They've currently all been replaced with actual purchased by the school and not donated computers. So that is no longer the case. However, for a time... Look, if you give me a lab full of computers that are older than the students, I'm going to make do.
Yeah. Let's see. Question for Sen. Is Sen planning on just leaving these little rooms with a reclining chair in them, or are they going to get like an actual bunk and maybe a chair?
I think there should be like actual bunks.
The term actual bunk is kind of funny when you think about it.
Yes, it is. It is. Complete bunk.
I have some concerns with what you're putting in that particular room that you said was going to be quarters.
Well, clearly I'm putting in a lot of coins.
They look like whole coins, though. Anyway.
I award EO another luck point.
Discord,
they're whole coins. They haven't been quartered. they're not pieces of eight. Jinx.
Yeah.
We're sharing the brain cell.
Yes. Brain jar. That's an old one. There's one jar. It's in a brain. Give me the brain jar.
That's the wrong way around.
One brain, there's
I have
jar.
Some concerns about what you're doing with the jar and the brain. I'm imagining Beth making cookies out of brain by using the jar to cut perfect circles.
After rolling the brain flat on the table. I'm distracted by the cat. The cat is distracting me. He's a good cat.
As opposed to being distracted by the players, which is what usually happens.
Okay. This is going on. Sen is directing people, technicians and droids, on how to retrofit some interior things, which is a lot easier.
Add quarters by quartering this room.
Yep. Adding extra lights, I suspect, because now everything is kind of weird that way, so you gotta run some lighting, etc., etc. And Ran is presumably helping because it's always entertaining to watch people's expression when they start unloading big pallets and you say, here, let me, and, you know. Generally, people let the extremely powerful Sith apprentices do what they want in that regard, because at least it's keeping them from doing things that are more upsetting somehow. New threat for Sin. Don't make me pieces of eight you. Yes, indeed. Nope,
I'm not a pirate.
Yet. You've got a ship.
Wait.
You've got a ship. You've got a tractor beam that named Ran.
Yet is the new not with that attitude.
Uh-huh.
Although not with that attitude was the new yet. So it's come full circle.
The circle of puns. No, wait, it's not puns. Circle of said metaphors?
No.
Catchphrases?
Foreboding. No.
Okay.
Anyway.
Circle of foreboding. Anyway.
Ran doesn't move the whole palette of stuff to show off. It's because it's faster, is what Ran says after showing off.
Exactly. Well, it looks like we've actually been bantering for about an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
I think it's only been about 45 minutes.
Really?
Maybe even less.
Recording's at 47.
Oh, in that case, why can we do? We can do we can banter for a bit longer. But also, Antuxa, you've been doing your research. You've been writing notes about this new... Yes, you succeeded at banter, Ran. You've been writing notes about this new shielding technique that you've developed, which you had to work on unentangling because it's kind of... You had to give notes to people about how you were shielding the mind of that researcher, which actually provided a great deal of useful information to them, because it confirmed that the problem appears to be that two different parts of, you know, the research that was being done on the rat ghoul plague and the things being derived from it had somehow recombined into one critter that became infectious and capable of causing problems. So this actually gives them some angles on how they can maybe at least stall people out at their current level so they don't get any worse.
Good.
This was extremely helpful, and you had symbiotics people babbling at you and making slight comments that if you wanted to jump spheres for some reason, they were pretty sure they could fake your death so that Darth Chardonnay didn't think that you'd gone AWOL. They might even be able to provide a fake body.
That's so touching. I'll keep that in mind.
Whenever you want. Despite your lack of grounding in the sphere's basics, we're pretty sure that you'd get up to speed real fast. Be a genius. Whole new face if you wanted. Your parents, meanwhile, have also been filling you in on the entertaining things that have been happening. Junior Reclamation Brigade is being moved to a across the hall apartment that they have managed to acquire. So they have gotten most of their nice large apartment back. I mean, the kids come traipsing across for like breakfast and whatnot frequently, so you know how it is. And as the finishing touches on the Ashfall are being done, and Ran and Sin are arguing over whether to paint anything dark red on the inside, the outside, racing stripes, etc., your parents have, well, they've caught wind of an artifact that might be a holocron, or it might be a fake, or it might be something else entirely. Their source says that a mystery cell has been interested in it, and
can't have that, can we?
No, but the problem, dear, is we've got a lot of responsibilities before we go off fighting with mysteries. I mean, the children. And furthermore, we're pretty sure that mysteries is going to be on the lookout for people from ancient knowledge. Do you think that you could be a dear and talk your Darth into letting you go?
Of course.
Oh,
anything
delightful.
For you.
Oh, you're such
I'm
a delightful.
I'm sorry. I messed up.
Phrasing. Well, I took some. Do you want?
I wasn't
to
phrasing. Do? Well, oh. Well, it was phrasing actually. Yeah, of course. As long as I frame it right, I can pretty much talk him to. As long as the job gets done, he really doesn't care how I spend my time.
Oh, and that's wonderful.
I can always find a job to do.
Well, do you think that you can let him, you can get him to let you go to Ord Mantell? I know it's kind of a Republic-aligned place, or are they still just criminals? I can't remember. But there's this little city on one of their islands that's, I gather Ord Mantell's very crime friendly. They don't have a lot of laws, and that's where it's supposed to be. It's somewhere on this city called Thamag.
And Tuxa is taking notes.
And, well, you've got that co-apprentice of yours, so they could probably help.
I'm sure we can figure something out. I'll talk to him about it, and I'll find some reason to go over there.
All right, and I've got some here. I've got some files, so I'll send you over the files of what we know.
I will look through them when I get a chance.
Excellent, you're such a dear. And oh, by the way, why don't you come over for ice cream? Bring your friends.
That sounds really nice. Yeah.
Kiss, darling.
Like, right now?
Oh, well, whenever. I mean, right now would be fine. Or
Just making sure that wasn't. I'm making sure you're not expecting me to walk in the door in 2 seconds.
That's
because
fine.
Because I do actually have to talk to Darth Chardonnay.
Of course.
I'll let you know how things go, and I'll be sure to be in touch before I come over.
Of course. Give us a heads up so we can have your favorite flavor, because if we don't know you're coming, then you'll just have to get whatever's in the fridge.
I've always made it do before, but I appreciate it.
Well,
I was expecting ice cream in here. All there is some kind of dead insect. I'm somewhat concerned by the dead silence after that.
I was sneaker. Discord is...
How dare you, Discord? I trusted you.
Exactly. So, Antuxa has a request from the parents who had a quest marker over their heads, apparently. Uh-oh.
Which I will bring back to the group.
All right.
It wasn't even a quest marker. We got a pop-up.
Yep, yeah. You got a pop-up. Sorry about that.
All right. So, we have a request to go to Ord Mantell in search of a holocron. I'm not, like, taking notes on a criminal conspiracy, taking notes. I'm writing it down so I'll remember it.
Mm-hmm. They think it's a holocron. It might be a fake. It might be something that isn't a holocron. It might be some other kind of relic.
Well, either way, we should, we can talk to Darth Chardonnay about finding something to do there and give the Ashfall a shakedown after her new, reupholstery.
Aren't there huts on Ord Mantell?
Yes, and houses too, I imagine.
Ran doesn't say anything as a reply to that, but his expression, which no one needs to roll to read, is just, I walked directly into that one. I have no one to blame but myself.
Sen, dear, do you intend to be muted?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
So... we're going to Ord Mantell to find a holocron, because mysteries is being mysteries.
Possibly a holocron.
Horrorcron.
Horrorcron.
Well,
yes.
That's this what campaign, you've been dealing with before. Apt.
Yeah, I didn't want to say horrorcron, but our missions are always full of horrors.
I mean, you interviewed all of those Sith Lords who were delinquent on their taxes. That wasn't horrors.
In that
was
case,
it?
The horrors were taxes.
Fair.
Yes, but we were visiting them on others.
The horrors were what those two who weren't prepared to get their promotions did to their taxes.
Oh, that's right. It was your first tax week. I hate to break it to you, Sen, but we got off easy this time.
Yes, the acolytes get to do the fun stuff.
Cut to an acolyte trying to file taxes in a library surrounded by spiders. So, I was just wondering if you could direct me to the lord in charge of this. Wow, you have, that is a lot of venom dripping from your teeth right now. So you could direct me to the correct way. Cut back to.
So... while we go see Darth Chardonnay about fabricating some reason to go to Ord Mantell and possibly requisitioning a factotum for the ship, I have a very serious question for the two of you. Do I need a new face? Did something happen to mine?
No, you look lovely.
I got the weirdest recommendation.
I see no reason at all for you to change it. However, if you did appear one day with a new face, I would assume that you decided to change it the same way you change your outfits.
Yes, well.
So long as you are comfortable with it.
Shall we take 5 or 10 minutes to go over to Darth Chardonnay's office?
Sounds like a plan.
Alright.
And we don't need to record that part.
Yes.
So let's take a break.
Sounds like a good idea. Taking a break. Dun dun dun, press that button.
And that's when I said we'd been here the whole time.
Indeed. And now we're back. So, because it is going to influence slightly, we don't need to role play, but I do want to know what you're actually going to be asking Darth Chardonnay, roughly. It may influence what happens.
Basically, do we have any potential business on Ord Mantell? And I guess if not, do you need us to do anything in particular before we take a week of leave?
Do we have business? Question 2. Do you want business? Question 3. Will you approve this leave form?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have anything that he needs to be done there, but he would not mind if Darth Othru perhaps owed him a favor, a minor one, and therefore he could ask if she has any business. She being one of the other Darths in logistics. And Eo is now typing furiously because I'm stealing Eo's characters again.
Yes!
But such a useful character. Again! Yes, again! Yes, I have stolen at least two Darths from Eo's fic. So, he does Chardonnay, does know that there's another Darth in logistics who might actually want to have stuff going back and forth, and he certainly doesn't mind if ancient knowledge has favorable ties here, so he would not want to interfere with the family allegiances so long as they're not interfering with his own power structure. So he quite likes having family allegiances that merely add to. So, yes, if you can wait for about 3 days, then he's fairly sure that he will have gotten some excuse for you to be taking your ship to Ord Mantell, and he'll have one of the droids prepare a packet of what you can expect on the ground there.
Okay.
Now to roleplay those anybody 3 days else? We're waiting.
No. Does anyone have anything else they want to ask the Darth while you're here? I assume Rand is just going to say buy him off on another job for Darth Chardonnay and not bother with his master.
Rand assumes that his master has no further orders for him. And if he does, he's going to ask Darth Chardonnay to relay the information.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, if you don't have Rand doing anything else that's too important, my lord, could you have him make a 30-hour egg or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's about how it goes. Your master seems to only remember that you're around when he wants something fetched from somewhere.
And not even then sometimes.
Yeah, he's one of those masters, which, well, that's why Darth Chardonnay has basically co-opted you. Can't have you just being wasted on running errands. Twiddling your thumbs, learning more weird intricacies of the Imperial communication systems. Woo.
It is obvious to anyone who knows Rand that he has no interest in learning more about the intricacies of anything other than telekinesis.
Yeah.
Look, when your telekinesis other is high enough, you can make that square peg fit into the round hole just fine. And now either the peg is round, or the hole is square.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, one of the things that does come in is the ancient knowledge packets for Antuxa. Let's see if that will do. Nope, that did not actually make both of those proper. No, don't do that. For fighting with Discord. There we go. There's basically the packets there. There's a criminal gang in Thamog that is called the Cass family. It's run by Sandcast's Twi'lek, who via proxies has bid against the Reclamation Service in auctions more than once for weird stuff. Dun dun dun. And there's a shop in Thamog City that buys weird stuff, sells weird stuff. It also sells, you know, like fake relics made on Tatooine and, you know, stage magic, et cetera, et cetera. It's unclear whether it believes it's woo or if it thinks that it's just selling woo to gullible people who will buy the woo. But it's certainly a place where something weird might end up, and it might end up there for evaluation. They're very annoyed. They can't find who actually bought the item that they want. And they didn't know it was up for bid in the first place, etc.
We missed an auction on an entire planetary fleet by, what, 2 weeks? Wait, It's listed here more than once. Is someone just flipping the entire planetary fleet?
Probably. You wait your days, do your errands. Your master asks you to pick up a number of strange and arcane ingredients, Ran, that are things like tubers and these boxes of pasta that they're not MREs, they're not ready to eat. You're supposed to actually mix them with hot water. You're baffled. You can't just open them and eat. I mean, you could, but they're kind of crunchy and the powder is ew.
Several of the planets we've been to recently to do our job either didn't have water, they were deserts, or you didn't trust the water that was there. And these things require you to use the water that you brought with you or that you have there. Rand debates opening each packet individually and adding the required water, then resealing it for later.
No.
I didn't say Rand does this, but Rand is thinking hard about it and about the implications thereof. Rand decides against it. They don't have enough bottles to store the vomit.
Ew. From the first... Right. After 3 days, you are informed that you are to pick up a number of crates that will just about fill your cargo hold that are items that are supposed to be delivered to someone in Themog City called a human named Hurston Mannon. I will copy that name and paste it in. There. Hurston is a chief person in a little smuggling ring and is also quite interested in force things. Apparently, the fellow thinks that he can provoke a force breakthrough and become a Sith. Hasn't worked so far, but, well, he keeps running errands, doing favors, etc.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of it works.
Well, you know.
People always think it is, though.
Mm-hmm. So at the appointed day when you're supposed to load all these on, you go and get a bunch of crates, you know, take delivery from some other logistics Sith who has you sign for things and then, you know, runs off to deal with something or other, has to pick up his kid from school or something. So you are left to load and unload the crates all on your own on the pallet.
Oh no. Whatever will I do?
The same thing you always do?
Make a telekinesis other world by 11?
To take over the world. Or move pallets. Today it's moving pallets.
The pallets get moved and the crates get maneuvered through the hallway, which you may decide is actually quite good that you didn't make that hallway any narrower then, because then the pallets might not have actually fit very well.
Oh, no, they'd still get through, but we'd have to rebuild the walls.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Ran.
As I'm moving the pallets, I hear in the background, dun, 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 dun.
What is that the sound for?
Tetris.
Tetris. Yeah, okay. Tetris. You can Tetris all of these crates in. The hold is basically packed so that Alas and Took, so you will have to sort of weave sideways through to get to your stuff. And if anything goes wrong with the engines, you will probably have to Tetris some of these pallets even further so that you or a droid can get to them. But, you know, you can still make hyperspace and you have enough food. And you have your nice little mini compartments here.
I am not sure we should call this food.
Well, you have your MREs. You have the MREs. Your master is the weirdo who wants the powdered stuff. The stuff that you have to add water to. He makes you shop for him sometimes.
This item isn't even a powder. I mean, I could turn it into a powder, but I can do that with anything. It appears to be some type of extruded twirly thing that's wrapped around others. What is Top Ramen?
Sounds like the guy who runs the grocery store, really.
And that implies the existence of a bottom ramen and a middle
ramen. A strange ramen and no, you get a strange one and a charmed one.
I'm sticking with my MREs. The evil you know.
In any case, I forgot to add a little piece to that. The Cass family, there's a restaurant, cantina, nightclub that is called the Blue Orchid, and it's a place that Sandcast, the leader of this gang, is known to frequent, and ancient knowledge file that Antuxa gets is fairly sure that he's the one who likes the stuff personally, so maybe he would know where a weird thing had gone, if you can find some excuse to talk to him without bringing down the criminal underworld on your heads, because having to run away makes it hard to talk to people. So, if you'd like to make a nav roll just to make sure that you don't get lost for 3 weeks or trip over a SIS spy ship or something. Piloting roll, nav roll, one of those things.
We're not going to trip over the spy ship. I will move it out of the way.
You know what I mean.
There's not going to be a spy ship.
No, because I'm going to move it out of the way.
Did you give me a bonus on the...
That's right. Was I giving you a plus three?
It was a plus three, yes.
This is your ship. Yeah, okay. I'm going to write that onto the map.
Made by five. Didn't even need the plus three.
Very nice. Okay. Just up that thing so that it's there. All right. I have put a note to myself on the map. Made by five. You get there. You pop out in exactly the right bit of space that your packet from logistics has that says, you know, if you show up here and you give these codes, they will let you land.
Oh, good.
And there actually should be a landing thing on this map that I need to fix. I need to fix the map up so that there's a landing place, so I can't show it to you yet. You come into a spot. It's called Themog City. It's called an island. It's more like three or four islands that are connected with bridges. It's got the standard, you know, built up stuff. It's got the standard air cars everywhere. It's got the standard, you know, you need to find a place to land on one of the, you know, tall, probably it's got an interior landing thing. You're a small enough ship. You're down near the warehouse district. So you can land there and meet with, honestly, these people have a weird dress code around here. They wear shirts and then they wear like an over jacket thing with these lapels that it's fascinating. A lot of them wear hats because this is a somewhat rainy location. Not that you'd know anything about rain on Drummond Cass, but a lot of them wear these wide brimmed hats all over the place because, you know, wet gets in the face. They don't have the shielding that Drummond Cass does. And then, having offloaded to some people who have offered a nice, what's the right word? One, they paid you. Two, they say that the boss would like to meet with them sometime. He's just a little busy right now, but maybe in a day or two, if they're going to be this long, they'll have something to send back. And also, the boss always likes to meet with, you know, your kind of people. And this leaves you a couple days of loose ends, unless you're going to do something to change the montage. And by loose ends, I mean you get to decide where you're going to head for first. Please tell me I wasn't muted for all that.
You are not muted.
Oh, thank goodness.
The temptation to say, were you saying something? Was so strong. But in all seriousness, Ran is going to primarily, right now at least, be following and Tux's lead. He's not filing bureaucracy stuff. He's not in a battle. And he's not using telekinesis on random things, which means that he is now out of his element.
Well, if we're at loose ends in a criminal environment, then I should try to get a sense for the lay of things, huh? Ooh.
You have failed your streetwise by two.
There were two sixes in that.
There were two sixes in that. Luckily, the last one was not another six.
Indeed.
Yes.
We probably would have managed to find a Republic spy.
That would have been hilarious. That would have been hilarious. The criminal element here is so prevalent that your problem, Sen, is trying to figure out which criminal element is part of which faction. There, you know, you do a quick once-over of the map. It actually has a place that is known as the Dark Alley District. What? Who wrote this map? This is nuts. You go out on the street and you can spot about 5 or 6 different people who have this sort of furtive but confident look, like they are afraid someone's going to possibly come shake them down, but they have backers. You know, this place has so much crime, said you don't know how anyone lives here.
Ah.
And Tux is figuring out which outfit she's going to be wearing.
So, I went out to find the criminals, and they're everybody.
Good news, it's all criminals. It's criminals all the way down. Meanwhile, Tux's outfits scream a combination of, I am rich enough for you to try to rob me, and you really don't want to try to rob me, but I want you to.
Mm-hmm. And possibly a side order here of, I am, in fact, a superhero, or possibly a supervillain, probably a supervillain, really, and this is my outfit, which I wear because I can, which is also the very rich one. I think it's awesome. That's got, like, the spiked white collar and the black hip-high boots and
with let's
the extremely tall.
Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. While all of these outfits give the vibe that I described, Ellie's saying, and Tux is trying to decide what kind of attention she wants to attract, we all know she's going to wear each of these. She has all of them, and several more.
Yes.
But the decision is, which one does she wear first?
There's the one with the four-length cloak, and it's all folds of black and brownish colors. And then there's the one that's like, sort of ninja with stripes and black panels and pants and a flaring, what's the back piece called, Ellie? I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, it's sort of like the end of a trench coat, but it's not a trench coat, it's a tunic. And
if you had someone wearing that outfit in a Star Wars show, you would immediately point at the screen and say, oh, that's a Sith.
No, you might decide that what they are is actually an assassin of some kind. You might think they were an assassin.
And then you'd find out that they were a Sith assassin?
Probably. I suppose the question is, do you want to go investigating things yourself? You have two locations, or do you want to wait for this Hurston fellow to get in touch with you?
I support investigating things ourselves in, you know, most circumstances. Ignore the fact that I failed a streetwise roll.
You keep referring to one gang as their rivals?
They are. As far as I can tell, they're rivals with everybody.
Except themselves? No, especially themselves.
Yeah, they kind of got something in common with us there.
I resemble that remark. Wait. No, that tracks.
Oops.
The weird thing is one of the gangs is having a bit of a civil war, but both factions are insisting that they're the ones that are keeping the gang name and the gang colors and the hideout.
This and that. Let's see.
We're the original. We're not changing any of the passwords. No, we're the original. You change all of your passwords. Wait, we're all in the same group chat, aren't we? Yes. Still. Yes. Also, you're like in the same room as me right now.
Dang, this is a much better one. Huh, after I tweaked that other map so much. Okay.
Well, you don't have any Cantina map for Ord Mantell, do you?
Unfortunately, I do not. It's tragic. I'll just have to wing it. Theater of the mind.
Isn't there an Ord Mantell map that has the Bucephalus on it that's like 15 miles across that had a nightclub in it?
I am not using that one unless you people really want to go there. It is not in Themog City. That one is not in Themog. Therefore.
But I want to spend 5 minutes walking across the map.
No. No. So, Antux is going to wear the stark white trench coat with daggered black edging at the bottom that is open at the hips to reveal black tights and like literally hip high boots with little decorative silver bits on them, extremely high platform heels, black and silver decoration at the chest where it's closed, and a wicked queen spiked white collar that's edged in black again with black gloves.
The collar is great because with how much it rains here, that's just going to funnel all the rain directly into her torso.
This is why you either will want a hat or you will want to have someone carry a parasol for you.
No, I've got this.
You only made that by 8.
Yes, but I'm not trying to hold the individual raindrops away. I'm making something hover above our heads.
Oh, okay. Everyone is presumably going...
plywood. It might be space aluminum siding. It might be random gang member that Sen inadvertently antagonized. Or intentionally antagonized. This is Sen.
I mean, you can buy various parasols and umbrellas.
Yes, but it doesn't go with Antux's outfit.
Well, I mean, you can have it hover.
As opposed to the space plywood that I just found on the street and make that.
Yes, I suspect that Antux would give you such a dirty look, but I mean, I'll let Antux do that.
I make it hover higher up off the ground so people don't think it's with us. That doesn't work.
In any case, there are some cantinas around the little spaceport that you're at. And after locking the ship up and probably bribing a guard who is extremely... the guard for this particular spaceport is not quite nice ship. Shame if somebody went joyriding in it. But they certainly make it very obvious that they're really not paid enough to watch every single ship, so they will prioritize based on, you know, who is going to be friendly. This is going to be in the packet that you had, that this is the standard way to deal with things. So you have the guide for how much you should be bribing the guard to watch over your ship.
Well, I do like making new friends.
If you pass a few credits, yeah.
There's a note just inside the airlock of our ship that reads, "The previous person who took this ship for a ride is currently dead on a space station in the middle of nowhere, and no one remembers their name. Feel free to borrow the keys. We'll be waiting."
You know, that might make some people think twice.
You can find a local.
Yeah, there is that. You can find a local cantina near the spaceport that is not too trashy, I mean, it's near this little spaceport. As near as you can tell, you are either in the extremely rich part of town or you're in the slightly seedy, is not quite the right word, but there's so much crime here, Sen. No one should live here.
At this point, I'm not entirely convinced anyone does. Like, I feel like maybe they must all be coming in from somewhere else, because, like, all of these apartments and stuff are just being rented out to random people who came in to do more crime.
Just crime elementals. Talk about the element of crime. Yeah. Go ahead and give me another streetwise roll, anyone who wants to do a streetwise roll.
I don't think I have streetwise. I've got bureaucracy military, which is not the same thing.
No.
With savoir faire.
Ah, Sen. Yeah, so Sen makes streetwise by 4. Okay, you're getting a better handle on this.
Once you apply whatever penalty is required for savoir faire military to make it be even close to streetwise, I probably fail that by a lot. And Tuxa did not
okay.
do that either.
And Tuxa did a default streetwise roll, I gather?
Yes.
And missed it by 6. Well, it's obviously just like Drum and Cost, right? I mean, there's criminal elements in Drum and Cost, but Ran, there's people around that. No, your streetwise is not so great either, Ran. Sorry. Sen, you actually made it.
I thought I understood the ranking, but it turned out that they were Imperial cosplayers. Apparently, there's a big community involved in that here.
It is a fad. But it's kind of retro these days. I mean, it's an old fad. So
there are older uniforms, yes.
Well, yes. Sen, you actually made it this time. You're getting a handle on what's going on. There are people here who are not criminals. They do, however, almost certainly know criminals and are probably paying some amount of protection money to at least one or two crime gangs around the place. If not at their homes, then at their businesses doing it. Everyone seems to treat this as normal. Like, you know, they know whose turf is whose, and there's little symbols that people will wear, like a little long-eared rodent-y type thing that has big families, is supposed to be part of the Cass family. Iconography. You found this stuff out while researching, and you're getting a handle on it. You know, you can tell who's probably actually a criminal and who is actually a civilian, and they're not into crime. They're just, crime is normal. They're dealing with it. All the cops are crooked. You're pretty sure, though. Seems probable.
So it's kind of like the Coruscant underbelly.
Very much like the Coruscant underbelly, without an overbelly.
Man.
And so this spaceport cantina is, well, it's got the cleared area in the, you know, where they put the little tables and they put the stools, and if there's a good band in, then they'll clear them away so people can dance, and it's got the bar, and it's got all of the assorted different kinds of thugs at it, and that's well, you get a lot of looks, you get a lot of whispers, you get one person coming and swaggering up and saying that he never expected that he'd see a Zeltron round here.
Oh no.
Is that a turn I recognize?
Probably, but give me a roll. Give me a at least, let me double check and see what your it would either be an area knowledge galaxy or an IQ, possibly at like -2, because you're Imperial. You don't really know all these weird aliens. You assume that's a name for an alien. Made it by 4. Zeltrons are red. They're also believed to be incredible. Think Star Trek Green Orion girls, only red and both sex, but both, well, presumably they do the two sexes, all genders.
Are Sith like Zeltrans? The answer might shock you. By the answer, I mean Entuxa. Specifically, Entuxa might shock you. I'm just going to stand over here.
Never met a Zeltran before. And so, what brings you here, huh?
Oh, just visiting.
I could
pay a visit to a friend.
Oh, a friend. I mean, if your friend is, depends on who they're with. They with, you know, Barekti's boys, or?
Well, it would be indiscreet of me to mention names. But I'm supposed to meet them at the Blue Orchid in a few hours.
Blue Orchid's Cass family. There's bigger families, you know. There's the NFL's people. They get paid much better. Might show you a much better time.
Oh, I always have a good time, dear.
Well, if your friend doesn't show you a good enough time, you come back here, you ask for Lanco.
Lanco, of course, yeah. Darling. I will make absolutely sure to do that.
Good. Nice to meet you. Hope you have a good time here, but, you know, if you get bored, then I hang out here. He shuffles back, goes off, starts whispering with his buddies.
Okay.
Oh dear, he was doodling. Oh, that's so cute.
And the doodle apparently earned 2 threat and a light pip.
Which is remarkably not on brand. At least the light pip.
Indeed.
That would imply a failure.
Apparently the whispering that you are want to meet someone who is on the Cass family's turf favorite restaurant or something does in fact keep people from trying to come and harass you very much. Unless Ran and Sen are trying to dress to equal Antux's outfits, they are not getting the same amount of they seem to be being assumed to be Antux's entourage, which is
I'm
not
fine
that.
With that.
Yeah, that's about normal, really.
Ran is wearing not Sith robes because Republic World. The Republic World might have air quotes around it, but that's besides the point. But he is wearing clothing that, if you squinted, you'd say, "Is that an Imperial uniform?" It's not. It just happens to be the same color, and mostly same style,
black.
But no badges or anything. And he's wearing not Sith robes, but a poncho.
The poncho is probably doing the best to, yeah. Sen, what are you wearing?
Sen, regrettably, is also wearing a poncho because one of the things that Sen retained from their prior life is an affinity for the uniform of undercover Jedi everywhere. It's also now the uniform of undercover Sith everywhere.
It's
a scruffy poncho and spacer clothes.
The first time Ran sees that he and Sen are both wearing ponchos, he will hold his arms out and go, "Twinsies!" And then instinctively duck.
No, Sen starts laughing.
Oh. The player was not thinking that Sen would throw something. Ran instinctively
Ran
ducked
was.
Anyway. Ran was possibly not even thinking that Sen was going to throw something. It was an instinctual thing.
That's really the sort of thing that would probably get things thrown at you in the barracks, that's for sure. Possibly dirty socks, but you know.
Or a poncho.
Or a poncho. For the purposes of getting a feel, giving a pure intelligence or some other social skill and took whichever is better. Oh, nice. Yes, you made yourself a fair high society. Made by nine. Okay. This place is definitely not a high society place. However, you're getting some of the social expectations for someone clearly of your station and mode of dress. You are clearly confusing people somewhat, and you do hear whispers of things like, is that a Deveronian girl? I don't think there are proper horns there. You know, maybe she's like half Kalish or something, etc. But you feel like you could in fact fake anything that's not too rough and tumble. You can probably act like you're part of their high society to some extent, at least. But you probably need more hats. Big, floofy ones that sit over your head and probably have, you know, like, fake feathers or something. Waterproofed ones. Ooh, nice.
This image that Ellie has found and said that it was in her Ran Inspiration archive makes me think of the compilers from the Marathon games. Not the new one that's being worked on, but the original made for Mac Marathon games, which you can still play. They open sourced it.
Does say XCOM Enemy Unknown. Oh, there's a hat. Yes, the round hat with all of the long strings presumably beaded on that. Yeah.
I take my office with me.
Or possibly you take your rain hat with you. Yeah, that probably looked pretty cool with, you know, even with rain streaming down it. I think Rand would probably like that outfit in black.
That outfit says, for when you're storming the rebel base on Hoth, but want to look fashionable at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it really does.
Rand opens up a door. The large furry creature that lives on Hoth, whose name I'm forgetting, goes to reach out and grab him. And then just rapidly disappears back into the room. No, you don't.
Yes.
Boom. Rand closes the door.
You will not sully these pristine white jumpsuit with cool cape thing.
You're not going to get my blood on this.
Maybe other.
See, that's why I offered the white to Rand. Of all of us, he's the one who can keep stuff off it.
That's true.
You've been working on that engine for 3 hours. How is your outfit not covered in grease? One, telekinesis, other 23. Well, 24 now. Two, I've been working on for 3 hours because I have no idea what I'm doing. I haven't touched anything greasy. Three, there's a Jawa under there. They offered me a Reuben sandwich. I politely declined.
Your danger sense went twing, twing, twing.
No, my danger sense was a full-on siren with lights and could be heard with the volume of a hurricane warning siren.
Antuxa, is there anything else that you want to do? And do you have a preferred... You're going to meet with Hurston before going anywhere on your own, or have you decided that you think you could go somewhere on your own first? Just so I know what to prepare for next time.
I had thought we were meeting with Hurston in a couple days.
That's the thing is, yes, in a couple days, he's offered to meet with you. You don't have to meet with him as the first thing you do. You don't have to go twiddle your thumbs. If you want to go to one of the places that ancient knowledge suggested, you can do that. He's not... The packet of intel on him is not that you should be too... You don't have to humor him in everything or let him be your tour guide, but he might know something useful about weird stuff since he wants to become a Sith. By all kinds of weird means possible.
Rand says, now concentrate on that box. Concentrate on lifting it. Oh, look, you did it. Fantastic.
Rand.
I don't think Rand would do that.
Thought
Antixa, go. Yeah. Ellie, go.
I thought Sen and Ran. I had hoped to find a cantina a little farther from the spaceport to do this.
Oh, okay. Ah.
But I had thought that Sen and Ran might like to stretch their legs after being in a cramped spaceship for however long we were in hyperspace.
At least a few days, probably.
And what better way to do that than in a bar where nobody knows you and someone might pick a fight?
It's the Cheers theme song, but instead of saying everybody knows your name, it's nobody knows your name. And wow, that's a data reference. But also, what was that about a fight?
While people are being a little bit, yes, well, while people are beating a little bit, you're strangers here, and we're all kind of wary of this, and we're a little bit, no one has actually wanted to pick a fight, although a few people have suggested once or twice that they're related to the waitress here and you ought to tip her real well, you get what I mean. On the other hand, the idea of tipping real well may or may not be within your budget assumption, as in, yeah, sure, you want like 5 more credits, yeah, whatever. It seems more like people are trying to feel you out as to whether you're trying to get along or whether you're rubes who can be intimidated.
On the one hand, Antuxa very, like, she does genuinely want to get along. On the other hand, she really wants someone to try and intimidate Sen. Now that she knows that it's an option.
No, intimidating Sen is not an option. Attempting to do so is.
It would probably be hilarious.
I think she is going to just adopt the Zeltron thing.
Fair. Very, exotic Zeltron. Obviously. They're red.
Yes.
This is probably going, you get to field a few comments, questions of, are you what a Lady Deveronian looks like, and etc. You get to go, no, I'm Zeltron. As things are going on and Crash is going to have to get to bed and I'm going to have to figure out which of the branches I need to prepare more, do you have a preference for what you're going to do first? Are you going to, you have the three options, basically.
And Tuxa is inclined to go investigate the other places that ancient knowledge suggested, but is also aware that she's not actually, like, people keep assuming she's a lord, but she's not actually in charge of these two.
Ran will start referring to Antuxa as my lord occasionally.
I should have bought that ring.
If everyone assumes it, you don't need to buy it.
It's true.
I mean, you might be sort of pairing the rank with secret, not actually lord. Do Ran and Sen have, do they wish to chime in when discussing what you're going to do for, are you going to, another question is, are you planning on, like, renting a hotel room or are you staying on the ship?
If we can find a good one, Antuxa will absolutely pay for hotel rooms.
Ran, you is can probably find staying on the ship. He doesn't trust the hotel rooms here.
All right.
Everything here is made of crime.
Fewer keys to keep track of for me.
The best hotels are along the northwest.
The ship is where your restaurant is.
That's the truth. There are a few places that are better for hotels. You're currently on the southern end of the place, and the locations are the northwest, very most northwest part that is marked that on their map is generally referred to as the hill, and there's also some stuff in the financial district down at the southeast, basically diametric opposites. There's the old money and there's the new money. you feel like the new money is also where they have like the tourist attractions, and you would probably be paying tourist prices. On the other hand, the old money might be where money is no object and you're expected to be a businessman, sort of. You know, your business is paying extra and you might as well add a little here and there. You do have funds for at least a upper middle class hotel because, you know, your logistics, you can arrange for some funds.
Plus, and I did loot that lord's account.
You did! You have funds! You absolutely could, in fact, get a nice hotel in what is known as the financial district.
I'll get a nice hotel in the financial district. Send?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a hotel room in the financial district? A nice hotel?
Well, sure. You did say financial district. It's still all crime.
Oh, now you don't want to stay on the ship. I mean, it might be our kind of crime. You know, the kind we stop.
The kind
could
done
also
with
occasionally
paperwork.
Perpetrate, given the stealing that lord's accounts, but...
Look, the lord can always ask for the credits back.
Oh, I do not want to get into a financial dispute with a ghost.
Well, good news. For this particular type of asset requisition, it would have to be made in person. The ghost would have to come here. Well, not here specifically. Dromenkas.
It's been known to happen, but never mind.
Yes, but then they have to go past Sphere of Mysteries, and then they're just never heard from again.
You hope.
Okay, Ellie has found an outfit with bands of light that I'm assuming are lit with fiber optics and LEDs.
Seems plausible. Outlining lapels and other parts of the suit, and yeah, that's nice.
Brought to you by Tron.
Very much, but cool and red.
Oh, I definitely cool. And it's all one color, which I find to be way more tasteful than, look, it's RGB everything.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the next one, which is very, yeah, that's very Sith-y. The zippers are fascinating. I am slightly put in mind of the grooming bag that we have for the cats, where, I mean, we use it to straitjacket them for pills, but we could use zippers to get, like, at one paw to clip the claws, etc.
And it's long enough, and you can't see the feet, so Ram would look like he's gliding.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, he's gliding. My
he's
joke
very
rolls
light
are
on
so
his feet.
Good.
Yes, made by 14.
He's very light on his feet. And is he 6 inches taller than usual? He'll never tell.
He'll never tell.
I like that Ellie has said this is from the Ranspo folder. So Ran Inspiration is just now portmanteaued.
Yes. Nice, bit, slightly spiky shoulders. White, extremely long thing going on. Yep. Fascinating pocket situation going on there. Senspo.
Oh my god.
That person definitely has Sith tattoos going on.
Well, face paint, but yeah. And the glasses the glasses are pretty much goggles.
Yep. Yeah, they're little round ones. And yeah.
Yeah, so, Sen would definitely wear that first one.
I would assume the second one as well is pretty Sen-ish.
Yeah.
And the fourth one is what Sen gets poured into when Sen is going to one of Vantux's parties.
And the expression
I'm sure
is
the
that of
Sen. The fourth one is saved for, like, ridiculous Fallen London outfit inspo for me.
Yes, that's EO inspo.
Fair. Is that why there's a jar of teeth in the picture?
No.
No.
I don't see any teeth.
There is no jar of teeth. I'm just saying it for the joke. Because apparently you can have a cup of teeth in Fallen London.
Yeah.
The game where the premise is London was stolen by bats.
Space bats. Giant right. Space bats. Anyway.
Now that I have been the cause of the 15-minute distraction.
Thank you.
Would the group as a whole like to decide where you want to go in the next session?
Well, I think it sounds fun to do some antiquing.
I found a creepy doll.
Oh, no.
It has a ruined eye.
Let's get some good rest in real beds. I'll ask for the low crime section. And then in the morning, we can get breakfast, recover, rejuvenate, and check out these curio shops. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan. And the low crime section means the doors have not been stolen. Yet.
I mean, it's where they actually pay the staff enough that the staff does not feel any need to see if you've left out any spare credits when you step out for a moment while they're cleaning up. And on that note, as you all retire in the low crime section of the hotel, having paid off people to watch over your ship and also left extremely concerning threats on anyone who does take it joyriding, we shall end with the sun sinking below the horizon in a fantastically red way that suggests, wow, there's a lot of air pollution around here, and end off for the evening. Thank you all for playing, and thank everyone for listening. And is there anything that anyone would like to plug?
You write books.
Yeah.
Gasp.
I don't.
I thought it was Eo's mom who wrote books.
I can't keep up the charade any longer.
I write fanfic.
That's true. You write very good fanfic. I like your fanfic.
Which I should probably note because my mother keeps buying random side characters that I have invented for fanfic purposes.
Hey, I need the NPCs, you know?
I mean, I stole
marvelously.
I stole Ellie's entire Plus Ultra campaign for the Supers game, so...
Anyway, if you want to actually read some stuff that is my original fic, it's at elizabethmccoy.com, and you can check it out, and on the Smashwords site, there are ebooks. You can get like 50% of them and see if you like them. And if you like them, you can buy them, or you can ask your library to buy them, and then you can read them via the Libby app. And that's fine because I get paid either way, and then I can help pay for like my friend's rent sometimes, or electricity bills, or feed the cats, or that kind of thing. So, speaking of cool things,
I was told to be an ice cream machine, and still, there's just another one of these large cocoon chrysalis things in it. What's going on here? This is not cool at all. I mean, yeah, it's cold. Temperature is cold, but oh, that's not what you meant at all. Oh, you were probably talking about AaronBSmith.com. Why am I still in my character voice? I don't know. Yeah, AaronBSmith.com is where we put all these podcasts. You can click on the thing for that. There's also links to some of the stuff that I've written and made. Some of it was copy edited by Beth. Some of it was clearly not. If you see typos, it wasn't. Because I was back and looked at some stuff and said, I should rewrite that. But in any case, you can also follow us on the Fediverse, is.ambysmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can go to help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is
Hey,
Beth.
I didn't get to plug my fanfic.
Oh, you want to plug your fanfic? Plug your fanfic!
Yes.
You really do? Okay.
Yes. I was going to. I will briefly get distracted by the channel. If you want to see my extremely long Star Wars of the Old Republic fanfic, you can find it at AO3 at the username Sith Shenanigans with an underscore in it. The underscore is where a space would be. There's not just a random underscore.
Sith underscore shenanigans.
Yes.
Remember, every Sith will shenan at least once. Not every Sith lives to shenan again.
Anyway, this is Beth saying, oh, another good evening. Time to go to bed now. Maybe we'll get some customers tomorrow. Yeah. That'll be interesting. Maybe we'll get some customers tomorrow. I better dust tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
And they all found rooms in inns that were relatively safe. So now we should all have an asset in finding a nice place to sleep, which is probably not in this room, because that's a lot of hammers and a lot of anvils. Someone grab the oogog. We're out of here.
Good night.